随着北京冬奥会的临近，赛事所伴随的人权问题的争议也不断的凸显。有大型劳工人权团体不久前透露称，奥委会拒绝就冬奥会可能包含强制劳动产品的问题进行对话。也有人权研究人士发文警告说，北京冬奥会会被中国用于洗白其人权侵犯者的形象。面对中国市场的吸引力和国际社会的人权批评，国际体育机构和赞助商是不是已经走到了不得不做出选择的临界点？我们今天请美国之音记者文浩来介绍相关的情况。文浩你好。
平常你好。
文浩，先请你来为我们介绍一下最近有关北京冬奥会的这个人权争议有哪些。
没错，是的，这么最近一个名叫这个结束维吾尔地区强迫劳动联盟的组织呢，是表示说呢，他们在八个月和这个国际奥委会的这个谈判之后呢，是表示认为没有受到奥委会的重视，于是他们不得不公开自从这个去年五月以来和奥委会的这场在私下里进行的谈判。那么这个名叫这个结束维吾尔地区强迫劳动联盟的组织呢，是由全世界超过400多个的这个人权和劳工组织团体所构成的呢，他们是呼吁这个国际奥委会能够表示他们是已经采取了什么样的保护措施，确保本届的这个北京冬奥会的所售卖的产品和这个运动员使用的服装当中并没有包含来自这个中国新疆地区的强迫劳动。那么这次这个代表联盟和奥委会商谈的美国前外交官商业顾问本内特·弗里曼是告诉美国之音说呢，说这个奥委会在这个过去的八个月里都表示他们只愿意倾听而不愿意加入这个一来一回的对话当中，帮助谈判进入下阶段。我们来听听弗里曼是怎么说的。
I have significant experience negotiating with international institutions and with governments and for that matter with corporations on reasonable terms and I was surprised and frustrated that it was so difficult and so it was only after 8 months of patient persistent effort with the IOC quietlyprivately, respectfully, only after those 8 long months that we reached the unfortunate end of the road and the coalition decided that we had to go public and tell the world what we had experienced. The world needs to know that the IOC is not accountable, not demonstrating accountability for labor and human rights, and we needed to challenge the IOC publicly.To show the world that there is no Uyghur forced labor in Olympic branded merchandise.
那么这个奥委会在回复美国之音的质询时候是表示说，弗里曼所代表的联盟并没有举出强迫劳动的具体案例。那同时他们也是不满弗里曼和这个联盟公开了这次的谈判，那他们认为这是对信任的违背。屏障。
是。那现在北京冬奥会面临的这样的一个人权争议啊，那为北京冬奥会来提供服饰和商品的一些赞助商是不是也会面临一些批评呢？
没错，这个我就采访了德克萨斯大学奥斯汀分校这个历史学者约翰霍伯曼教授。那么这个霍伯曼教授在过去40年里是一直是研究和这个奥林匹克运动和这个国际体育历史有关的道德议题。那么他们认为呢，他认为这个国际奥委会对过去对这个人权议题的忽视呢，其中这个赞助商扮演了很大的角色。我们来听听这他是怎么评价的。
My question to those people is finance the only thing you live for? Is financial success the only factor that you know, gives your life meaning and dignity and purpose? You know, that is a very fundamental and personal sort of question to direct to the, you know, the head of Coca-Cola or Intel.But I mean, that is where we have to go if we are not going to simply sit back and say, genocide Olympics, that's sports business as usual, and that's fine because everybody's going to get paid off and a global audience will get its sports entertainment, et cetera. I just don't think that is morally defensible.
那么刚刚说到了这个联盟的谈判代表弗里曼则是遗憾地表示说呢，说这一次的北京冬奥会很有可能是这个世界人权进步史上的一次倒退。那么他也是认为说呢，这些赞助的冬奥会的赞助商们在接下来的几周内会受到来自国际社会的审视和监督。平章。
The companies are short-sighted to look just at China and not the whole world, and to look at just the relationship with China, the Chinese government, and the International Olympic Committee, and not to worry at least as much about labor and human rights. These are human values. These are human lives at stake. These are the corporate reputations of these companies in full public view.So I think that the next 4 to 6 weeks through the Olympics, through mid-February, will be a very tough time for the corporate sponsors. And they've made their choices. They'll have to live with their choices and the consequences of their choices. But I do hope that there'll be lessons learned. And even if too late to apply now, in the next 4 to 6 weeks, will be applied for the future.Progress on human rights is never linear. It always is forward, sideways, backwards, forward again. I'm afraid that with the Beijing Olympics, we're going backward, not forward. But sometimes it takes moving backward for the forward progress to resume. And I think that there's going to be...a lot of controversy here around the sponsors. They will feel some heat, but I hope that they see some light and reorder their priorities for the future.
是，但其实这些赞助商也面临一些两难吧，因为毕竟中国的这个体育商业市场是非常庞大，而且来自中国当局的压力也不是这些商业公司就能够凭一己之力来抵挡的哈。那么具体的这些公司应该怎么做？像刚才你所采访的这个专家说到，他们应该让他们的这个调整他们的优先事项，这具体指的是什么呢？文浩。
没错，这个弗里曼，我们刚看到弗里曼呢，他这个当年曾经在克林顿总统时期担任国务院的这个负责人权跟劳工的外交官。那么他提出的建议之一呢，就是说这些跟中国有生意往来的美国企业，可以首先要考虑美国政府的态度和政策。我们来听一下。
I think that American corporations should be looking at the American government first and foremost.I was also very impressed that the administration put out a new business advisory to U.S. companies in July of 2021, warning of legal and reputational risks of using cotton or, for that matter, now solar panels from Xinjiang. So the U.S. government is behaving...very, very responsibly. And as an American citizen, as a former American diplomat, I want American companies to pay at least as much attention to the not just U.S. law, but to the expectations of the American government as they may do of the Chinese government.
另外，这个美国企业研究所的客座研究员马明翰则是认为说呢，这个美国的这些企业在华有生意的企业呢，目前是已经走到了这个需要二选一的临界点。我们来听一下。
I do think we're getting to a point where, to some extent, companies are going to be forced to choose. So, you know, the recent legislation that was passed and signed by President Biden regarding, you know, use of forced laborers in China and keeping those out of supply chains is now forcing putting companies in a position where they have to, you know, essentially have to choose the China market or the American market, and will not be able to serve both, or at least it will become far more complicated for them to do so. So we may be reaching a tipping point where both public opinion and you know government action intersect in ways which lead companies to make choices that they have been hesitant to make thus far.
另外，我还采访了这个负责这个体育商业分析的内罗迪博士呢，他是认为呢，一些企业因为中国的环境变得这么困难，所以他们已经开始把这个市场的重心转移回，比如说北美和欧洲这样比较成熟的市场。我们来听一下。
The risk-reward scenario is getting more risky. especially after the Black Lives Matter and the We Too movement, there's a lot more heightened social awareness around the world. And then on top of that are the issues with trade and aggression on Taiwan. And so there's a lot more complications and social considerations that are being taken into account when they're looking at the risk-reward situation. And so some people are saying, even though there is financial reward, we're going to, you know, go back to someplace that we feel a little bit less risk and still be able to benefit financially. Maybe not as great as in China, but they still are very successful, the sports organizations.
是，另外我们看到有关于这次冬奥会的争议啊，有一些人是把2022年的北京冬奥会和1936年的柏林奥运会做对比。那你采访的历史学家是怎么评价的？
没错，这个1936年的柏林奥运会后来是被认为是这个被希特勒德国领袖希特勒用来为自己的纳粹统治洗白的一次奥运会，那么也是受到了这个历史学界和这个国际社会的谴责。那么当时呢，这位这个我采访的德克萨斯大学奥斯汀分校的学者呢，这个霍伯曼教授是认为说呢，和当年的情况相比，因为当年很多这个公众对纳粹的集中营内所发生的事情还并不知情，所以说并没有考虑太多在这个要不要抵制那场奥运会的时候。不过今年的奥运会，今年的冬奥会非常不同，就在于新疆的情况呢已经受到了大量的报道，所以说呢，这位霍伯曼学者是认为说呢，如果这个国家再次选择说还要继续参加的话呢，是有违道德的。我们来听一下他是怎么说的。
In 2022, the situation is quite different. It is well known.That there are a million Muslim Uyghurs who are confined in concentration camps. There is forced labor. There are even piles of hair that have been cut off that are reminiscent of the Nazi camps. There is torture. There is forced sterilization. How anybody with a conscience can accept the Olympic Games.In a country where it is known that you have at least a million people being tormented in concentration camps is beyond me.
他还表示说呢，他是希望奥委会能够做出改变，但他并不乐观，平章。
好的，谢谢文浩的连线报道。